I think I understand that. But will it simplify and will obey the FCC Part 97 rules and regs on it, though?
You know, that's a good point. For example, our local, 9.5 repeater and the 300, the Huber Heights Club repeaters, well, it's the same. We're familiar with it, but for the benefit of others might be listening, one of our local ham radio clubs owns a repeater system that's on a loaned tower. It kind of came to us through a local commercial radio company. They used to own the tower and the system, and they provided radio equipment for local public service. And, of course, that was in the 70s and 80s. And since then, the equipment has gone to higher frequencies and digital and so forth. So these repeaters are basically used equipment left over from the public service service, and they've been converted to ham radio and donated to the club. One of the charter members or founding members of this club was the technician that worked for this commercial radio company. He was a technician that maintained these repeaters, and when they became more or less obsolete, he acquired them and converted them to ham radio service. Let me get a break here. So they're kind of older equipment. At one time they had phone patch, but that's kind of fallen by the wayside thanks to cell phones. But in order to get them on Echolink, we have a club member that lives within a mile of the repeater, and he's got a station set up in his garage, it's actually a family garage converted to a family room, but he's got a system set up home with a PC, dedicated computer, and a radio. I think they're using a Linko, or maybe it's a TYT. Might even be an Anytone, but I think it's a Linko 25-watt radio connected to the computer with a signal link device. And so that's the Echolink portion of the repeater. And, of course, that radio is set to to transmit on the repeater's input frequency, and it receives on the repeater's output frequency. And so, unfortunately, when the repeater IDs over RF